This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Love that. Pink Pony Club. Nothing but Chapel Roan all day, every day.
It's a fun song.
It is. It's really fun. Pick your tickets. We've got a bunch of great shows coming to the Bay Area, and you get to pick which one you go to if you win this contest. So here we go. Text the word FRESH, F-R-E-S-H, to our contest line right now. 20357. Those five numbers. That is our contest line. Text FRESH to 20357. And you're qualified for tickets to any one of these following shows. Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd. Text FRESH to the contest line, 20357, and you will be entered to win. This hour's code word is FRESH. A freaking, freaking, freaking FRESH.
You know, I was just thinking, I had this flash of my mom saying, you've got a fresh mouth.
Oh, yeah, fresh.
And I thought, why am I hearing that in my head right now?
Fresh.
Maybe but you
it,
do.
But it means you got a smart mouth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, smart mouth.
Oh, okay.
Sass. You're giving some sass. Don't be fresh.
Okay.
Did you and I recently have a conversation about this?
No.
I feel like I just talked to someone about the
nope.
word fresh.
It wasn't me. No, I'm telling you, you read that word and I thought,
fresh.
Ah, I can hear my mom saying,
don't be fresh.
Yes. All that stuff.
Yeah,
you got a fresh mouth.
Did you?
I did, yeah, of course. I mean, but the thing was, is as a little boy, I really was just trying to entertain my mom. So, you know, there was a line between.
Oh, I bet she was so grateful.
Trying to make her laugh and then just going, you know, a step or 10 too far. But that was the goal, was to get mom rolling.
You never go full jester. Don't do it. Everybody knows. Don't do it.
You got a fresh mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't be fresh.
Take it easy.
Which fresh actually sounds like a kind of a positive thing.
I'm telling you, right. I was sitting here going, did that really happen or is that?
Yeah. No, fresh.
Thank
was
you for confirming.
Yes.
It was a definitely. A,
I used to hear it.
It was not a compliment.
Myself. No, no, it was right.
Oh, your
Don't
breath
you get
it's
fresh,
so nice.
Fresh with me.
Come over here and give mommy a kiss. What?
Why are you making barf noises when your mommy wants a kiss?
Well, I mean. Because I was thinking of it in a gross way, not the, you know, peck on the cheek way, but the, you know, who kisses their mom like that?
Why are you kissing your mom like that?
Because
she asked, your daydream.
And I just threw up. That's why.
That's fresh.
That is fresh.
That is not fresh. Not fresh. Listen, Green Day's pitching in to help a Bay Area bar on the verge of closure. I'm reading the story this morning about a club called Eli's Mile High Club. I have never been there, but they call it here an anchor of the East Bay music scene, like
it
a
is.
Blues and punk. And you say you've been there a million times. And on Alameda specifically, people are freaking out about
at
this.
Least where I live and the surrounding, you know, businesses. I see there's
posters up everywhere. Save Eli's. So it is a institution in the East Bay, no doubt.
Anyway, Billy Joe of Armstrong of Green Day posted a link, I guess, to the GoFundMe. And we love Green Day here at the Alice.
Yeah, we do.
Part of the variety and the good vibes. And
there
we play.
It is.
We start the day every day with Green Day. And so I clicked on the link here to the GoFundMe, and it's sort of interesting. The title is Keep Eli's Mile High Club Alive in Oakland. And they're talking about how it's about their deal with the city. After months of negotiating with the city, code enforcement officers red tagged Eli's Mile High Club patio. They don't want people out on the patio anymore, I guess. And they're saying, the people who put this up here, this came as a surprise since fire marshals and health department officials had previously inspected and had no issues with the space. So they're saying,
could it be the neighbors?
I don't know. Possible.
Outdoor stuff is noisier than indoor stuff.
Certainly is. But they're saying basically at this time, Eli's is in danger of closing its doors, and it has cost them a lot of money to deal with all this zoning and these negotiations, and they're hurting. So they're looking for 150 grand. They've raised about 43,000. The link is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're like, oh, I love Eli's, maybe this is something that you can kick in a couple bucks to. Otherwise, as you were, on with your day. But just know that Billy Joe's very disappointed in you if you don't. Ed Sheeran says, my new album's done. And then he premiered a little snippet of the first single, which is called Azizam.
What?
Azizam. A-Z-I-Z-A-M. Azizam. So this is just a little, and they're in what looks like an extremely legitimate recording studio. It's a game, come and play. He's such a dork.
This is a very strange departure for him. That is dance music.
It certainly is. So it's him and the engineer, and there he's dancing all around. Is that the, what's the thing you just told me about? Cut cloth?
The cap cut?
Cap cut. Is that cap cut?
I don't know.
He's dancing all around the room and.
I don't know. My kids look at it, and it's just videos that other people make that are cute or silly.
I see. Because he's bouncing on, he's like, you know, kneeling on something, then he's down on the floor, then he's bopping his head around with the engineer.
Yes. Oh, I mean, that's what that app is for.
Yeah. So there you go. A little tiny snippet of a new song from Ed Sheeran. We are huge supporters of Ed Sheeran here, obviously. Jane was the first person to ever put him on the radio in Merca. So he is a guy who used to hang out in her office and play with Legos. We were like, who's the nerd in your office?
I will never forget when he played, I think it was Winterland, but either way, it was him about to go on the stage. He's
just him.
We've seen all of it where some lady named Duffy not only had an entourage, but had a car block the view of her walking. Like, there's all kinds.
There's a wide range of people's.
Duffy did that?
Yes. Yeah. Made like, us all move out of the backstage.
Everyone
out. She's coming through.
We're like, okay. Ed Sheeran by himself at the top of the stairs as we come walking up because we're supposed to go introduce him. And he's like, hey, how you doing? And we're pretty good.
He's standing there. He's got his guitar on.
Yeah.
He's all like.
Got it right there. And
oh, you ready? He goes,
Just chilling. And so, yes, dork may be dancing in the video as you review, but I don't think I've met a cooler dude.
No. And find me someone who looks more comfortable on stage. Weirdly relaxing to watch perform. Hmm. Like, was it an SNL thing we were looking at that one time? Where he's just standing up there doing like, I think it was like Shape of You or something. And he is just, he's got these big sneakers and kind of oversized jeans. And he is just so relaxed and it's just the music. He's a conduit, and that's it. It's just falling out of him. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I was like,
he's rad. So
guy's great.
We're going to hear more of him on the radio any minute then, right?
Yep.
Great.
He's also, if you've never seen the movie Yesterday, which is about a guy who something happens, some cosmic shift happens, and he's the only guy on Earth who remembers the Beatles. Even the Beatles don't remember the Beatles. And it sounds like it's a very strange concept for a movie, but they make it work. And it's one of my favorite movies. It's so good. And Ed Sheeran plays a huge role in it as Ed Sheeran. He plays himself. And it's so funny and so good.
All of a sudden, this guy is a brilliant songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, he starts going through. He's like, I can't believe I'm the only guy who... He's hanging out. This shift happens. The next day, he's at the beach or hanging out near the beach with his friends, you know, whatever. And he starts playing Yesterday on his guitar. And he's singing, you know, Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. And he looks up at them. He glances up. And they're all like... And he's like, he goes, what? And the one girl goes, that's the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. He goes, Yesterday? She's like, is that what it's called? And then he realizes he's the only, and no one else knows that. I think there's like, what are there, like two other people who, and they start going to all his shows because they're like, he's the only other guy who remembers the Beatles after this shift. It's such a good movie.
So it's worth watching.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Really, really great. And Ed Sheeran is so good in it. Like there's some of the funniest moments ever. It's so good. So it's great. Did I do the pick your ticket? I did. Yeah, because we talk about Fresh. Okay, great. I've eaten literally 90% of this break, and we haven't gotten to anything. All right, so we'll have an Ed Sheeran thing soon. This is just a very cute little story. I did not know that John Legend was his first ever musical credit was on Lauryn Hill's record, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and he was a teenager. Like, I want to say
he was in college.
Okay. Oh, really? Are you sure he wasn't in high school?
I thought it was college, but he was in Philadelphia, and he was working on the weekends with a choir in Scranton, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours away, and would drive up there to do, you know, stuff with the church. And one of the people in the choir knew Lauryn Hill, brought her in one day, and she listened to him play a couple songs and was like, hey, how'd you like to play piano?
Come guest on this thing.
Yeah, on what is widely regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time. So here's a little clip of him talking about how he got paid.
Yeah, this is on Fallon, right?
Yeah, this is on Jimmy Fallon, but this is just a little clip. So
you want to be credit, how much you want to get paid. And I really didn't know what to ask for. And so I asked my friend who had been interning in the music business that summer, came back to school, and I was like, yo, I'm about to be in the Lauryn Hill album. How much should I ask for? He's like, $500. I was like, they're all laughing.
No way.
So I'm like, okay, $500. So I got $500.
They were like, okay, yeah, bye. Okay, perfect. Yes, deal's a deal. Yeah,
you said the roots go,
no negotiation necessary. Deal.
That's the cheapest deal we've ever made in the history of the world.
Oh, my.
It worked out, though, didn't it?
It did. I think he's okay. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Like one of those things where, you know, there's luck and there's bad luck and all that stuff, but there's also super talent.
Yes.
Which while you may trip and fall and hurt your knee, but you still have super talent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you can still play and do the things that you're capable of.
You go on to greatness.
He was going to make
fumble,
it. Right. He was going to make it.
He said, I guess she came to see him and he says, I get on the piano just to show her what I can do. It was like a mini audition. And he was actually felt like he was kind of nervous. And then she said, yeah, okay, come on, play on this one song. Everything is Everything is the name of the song. And he went in there and boom.
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 Next thing you know, he's dating a supermodel.
Yeah. There might have been some time in between. I'm not positive, though. And we'll leave with this. This is just fun. We play Natalie Imbruglia's Torn. I hear it once in a while here on the Alice. That is an Alice essential. Part of the good vibes and the variety.
Yeah.
And Dua Lipa's like, you know what song I love? That one. So here she is at one of her concerts, looking fantastic and playing Torn.
Like a sing-along.
Yeah, the whole place is singing it. God, look how good she is.
She's hot.
She is hot. Look at the band. They're all just grooving.
And you can see the crowd is just loving it.
Oh, God. She's wonderful. I don't understand the... she's got like a white mink stole thing going on.
Scarfy thing looking thing.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that just looks super fun. So there you go. That's what Dua Lipa's up to. And by the way, you will be able to... Oh, maybe she's like highlighting all Australian... Isn't Natalie Imbruglia an Australian like soap opera star or something?
What?
She's like their Rick Springfield.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
No.
I think so. I think she's doing some shows down there because the other day she did an AC/DC song.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny. I think that might be it then.
That she's a soap opera star?
Natalie Imbruglia. I think she was like on a soap opera and then had a hit and, you know, a la Rick Springfield.
Why is she cold and naked on the floor?
Because she's torn.
Is that just like a move you make when you're so depressed? I can't possibly put
I'm curled up. I'm
clothes on.
Laying down.
You cry in the bathroom floor. Sure, so
right. Okay. Maybe she just got out of the tub. She's super depressed.
So Natalie Imbruglia's career began in Australia on a soap opera called Neighbors.
Huh?
And she played Beth Brennan from 1992 to 1996. So 4 years she was on it.
And good then run. I want to say that's about when that song came out.
And then she transitioned into her international music career.
Amazing. She is very adorable. Or was. I haven't seen her in years. I just, you know, maybe she's not anymore. I'm sure. Right. Adorable. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Fake dentists and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. That's all there on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
I love it.
You will love it.
It's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen back.
Yeah. I turn on sometimes, I have my coffee and my crossword.
Morning clouds will give way to sunshine on this fine first day of spring. Also the beginning of March Madness.
Yeah, yeah. It's already started.
Get your bracket going.
Which I am, I'm almost done with mine, but I walked by down the hall, you know, to go to the restroom. Uh-huh. And the sports boys are down there, the midday show's down there getting ready for their big, you know, March Madness broadcast. You know,
Steiny.
Steiny and Guru. Yeah, those guys. They're down there in the.
Right.
Good for them.
That's, you know, isn't it wonderful, right? They can talk about, I'm sure they can talk with some knowledge about all the different matchups.
Oh, and you know, sports people, I wouldn't go talk to them because they're all like dibs. Right? You can't do that. Why can't I? Because that's not how it's done.
Mm.
Where did all these rules come from? That's the way it is.
Here's how things go.
You have to root for the team where you were born. That's all. The end.
Oh.
I don't agree with that.
What? No.
Yeah.
People that's change stupid. Teams. They move around. True. You might.
Either if you went to school there or you're from that state, you're a lot. You should root for that team. If you're not from that state,
says
and
the
you're
Mountaineer.
Not from the school.
He's another one of them then. Listen to him.
Well, listen, John would argue that he's right. I mean, John will not let go of the Boston team.
Well, that's true. But that's usually that is. There's a couple areas that do that. Chicago's also like that.
Yes. The hardcore.
You could
well, it
live
turns out
anywhere
West
in
Virginia.
The world, but you'd be like, well, Chicago. I mean, I root for the Bulls.
Hello.
But I lived in Oakland like 20 years, so Oakland teams, you know, that's
yeah, you love
there
the
you
A's,
go. You right. can root for them, see?
Well, yeah, but it's different with college sports. Yeah.
Oh.
God, rules
see?
Are different.
Okay.
I don't know.
I rest my case.
Yep. Okay.
These sports people, they've got all their rules.
Right.
Can't even talk to them.
Who wouldn't even want to?
How? You're doing it wrong. Here's how.
Yeah. Go down the hall and talk then.
Yeah. 1 in 6 Americans plan to fill out a bracket this season as March Madness gets going. Most of them fill out their brackets with hunches, vibes, or whatever their friends think. Only about 18% of Americans follow college basketball through the season enough to have a real idea about the picks they're making.
Yeah, I have no idea. I filled out a bracket. I have no idea. I was actually thinking you should collect our brackets so that we can't change anything or make
yeah, but
any...
then I have to do all the scoring.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yep. It does sound good. Well, you are the producer.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Come get them.
That is in the job title.
It is. You're right.
Bracket tracker.
It's right there in the contract.
Right there.
I just saw it. It's clause 15.
Those numbers that you see next to the names, those are a tip off to how they were ranked. So in some cases, if you see a 1 playing a 16, there's a very small chance that the 16th ranked team is going to take out Auburn or Duke.
Oh, funny.
I definitely did not know about that. As I look, I have...
Now you do.
Yeah. I just went for like, well, I think I've heard of that name. And then there were a few that I'm like, I've never heard of that. I think I'll just throw them in as a wild card.
Tennessee's a state, right? I'll take them. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, heard of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's crazy is you'll probably win. Like, that's how nuts March Madness can be.
That's how random it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably won't win, but I won't feel that bad about it.
Can we have a prize?
Yeah. How about $50 from Benny?
Sounds good.
All right, get out of here.
All set then. 2-1.
So I'm a native Californian.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Philadelphia to go work with Sarah, it was the first time in my entire life that I'd ever seen dentistry out of someone's home.
Mm. What?
Dentistry out of someone's home. What do you mean what?
Never heard of it.
My dentist was in a house. Wow. We'd go to his house, Dr. Broder.
In Pennsylvania. Well, I ended up living with the guy.
Yes.
And there were some problems, many actually. But the reality was this guy was owned a home and part of the house was
his
sectioned
office.
Off and it was his office and it was where he did dentistry. And so when you, if he was your dentist, you came to his house, you parked in his driveway, you walked up the driveway and into the door, like a side door that was the dentist office.
Did he have a receptionist during the day?
I never saw anybody, no.
Did he have nitrous oxide laying around?
I never was looking for that. In fact, I didn't. I tried my hardest to not mingle with him at all.
Oh, I gotcha.
I stayed up in my little, he had a little, it's not a loft. It was like an upstairs
attic.
Little, yeah, apartment.
And then he lived in an attic. It's such a strange, you look back on it now, it's almost like the beginning of a weird story.
Yeah.
You know?
And he had put his own little, I guess you can buy one of those circular stairs.
Oh, sure.
It was vertical though, like in a circle, but straight up.
Cut a hole in the ceiling?
And it was janky.
Oh.
It moved.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Must have been fun getting the futon up there,
It
huh?
was a whole freaking thing, man. But anyway.
What were you paying for that place? Do you remember?
No idea. None. No, like really, I would throw out a number and it would be a lie.
Right.
Because I have no idea. But that was my lead up to this.
Okay.
This story from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Investigators were tipped off to a 50-year-old named Yolani Carranza by three patients who'd gotten incredibly bad service.
Oh.
From their fake dentist.
Ooh.
They've arrested this woman for allegedly running a fake dental practice out of her home. And I wanted to tell that story because here in California, if someone said, yeah, I'm a dentist, come to my house, you'd go, oh
no.
My God.
Right.
What? You have to put your place in a strip mall. What, are you crazy?
You've got to go rent some space somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I did it in my house. I got the whole setup. It's all set.
Nah.
Come on over.
I don't want to smell your food cooking while you're doing my dentistry.
It's behind a closed door. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't tell me what not to worry about.
Come on over.
No.
It's like a party over here. Chips and dip while you're waiting in the waiting room.
One of the patients told police they're suffering from nerve damage and facial paralysis.
That seems like a problem.
I think everyone knows it's not fun to go to the dentist. You can only imagine what this experience was like for her patients.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it sounds like she'd been doing it for years, this fake dentist. And I don't know if you go to your own dentist and you're just looking for tips on how they do things and, well, that's a.
Yeah. Did she take insurance?
It sounds like she was praying.
It was like a cash only.
She was preying on people who couldn't afford or didn't have insurance.
I see.
But she also didn't have a license to be practicing.
Was not a dentist.
Right.
She ever take x-rays and stuff? Did she have all the equipment? Or was she just like, come on in here, let me have a look.
They say a search of the home revealed a fully functioning dentist's office where she was doing dental work without training or a license. She did not use anesthesia, but she used a local.
Oh, like Orajel? She just smear a little Orajel on there and start yanking away?
They do say she was a full service dentist, though.
Like caps
police
and
say she practiced illegally for 8 years.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, she's been.
I can't believe it took that long.
The neighbors who she's been working out of this neighborhood, out of this home, the neighbors are like. Just one day after a long day of work, 15 police cars rolled into the neighborhood and arrested this lady who we thought was
a dentist,
a legitimate dentist.
She had a shingle out front and everything, I'm sure. Come on in. Family dentistry.
That is awful.
Well, I mean, it's not like we do investigations into our doctors. Like if you started going to a doctor, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's still going on. It was no thing when I was a kid. My mom took me to a doctor who worked out of his house. I went to a dentist who was out of his
house. The doctor worked out of his house,
too? Just a general practitioner. You know, I'm sure if there was anything really serious.
We've got one in my building.
Who works out of his building?
Yeah.
Out of your building?
She does, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a sign in front of her apartment. It says so-and-so, so-and-so, family practice. Yeah.
Mm.
It's a work-live building where I live in, so you're supposed to have some kind of business.
She doesn't live there. She just works there.
No, she lives there.
And
works there.
Wait, you're supposed to have a business?
It's they want you to have.
What do you have for a business?
I've got my James Street Media.
Oh.
Podcast company.
Oh, I see.
Wink, wink.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Ah.
It helps the rent a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little cheaper than
well
in a normal situation. So
no shame on you.
No, I love the building. I try to support all the local businesses there.
Well, you can go to the doctor right down the hall from you.
I'm just thinking if there's an emergency, I know where to go. Though.
Hell yeah.
I'm calling an ambulance.
Bang, 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 bang.
On her door.
Scared of that tattoo that you, scared that new tattoo you want is going to hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
I mean,
well, that's
I guess
okay.
Theoretically.
We can put you under, you know, general anesthesia and put you out.
Okay, let's
you
do that.
Want to do that?
Sure. That doesn't sound dangerous at all.
There's a new trend where people are getting put under for their tattoos.
Isn't that part of the whole thing? Yep. With the
it is part of the whole thing, the whole ritual. Like, there's a whole
it's
thing.
It's supposed to hurt. You're supposed to, like, it's supposed to be
it.
Worth it.
And it is, it can be hours. I have some big ones where it's hours of that feeling. Mm. So at first,
it's, like,
ouch.
Ow.
Then it's like, I'm going to groove. And then there's points where you're like, I think I had enough for one day. I really am ready to come back another time. Like, this really, oh, hold on. I'm almost there.
Yeah, my artist always does it in one take. So it's like 8 hours sometimes. You're sitting in the chair and, yeah, but you hang out at the shop. You know, you watch the other folks come in and
it's a whole thing.
Judge their tattoos. And
there's usually music jamming.
There's always some music.
And they're the
drugs
cool, and they are the cool guys. Like you're around like you know cool guys who are doing cool
artists.
Art. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm always like I have for mine. I have an appointment. Like let's say it's at noon, and I get there, and then I actually talk to someone around one.
Right.
I usually tell them what I want. And they're like, no, you don't. Come back.
Yeah, that,
come back and draw it up the right way.
That's all of them. Right.
Yeah.
And then, and all right, let me go work on that. Stay here. And then, you know, an hour more. And it's all part of it. That's part of it.
Right. Hurry up. Wait.
Yeah. It's, I'll be here all day. Mm. And I've had some where I'm right. The missus from the table. I'm still here. And it's like 7 PM. I've been in the city all day.
Mm.
I'll just, you guys eat. I'll
I'm just going to go right to work from here. Practically time for me to leave anyway.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't really even know if I have time for too many of these, but here's a couple. Oh my God, look online for... Oh, I better not read that one.
Oh.
I didn't proofread
no
it. I don't want no trouble. I lived on Long Island as a kid and our basement was finished because the previous owner was a dentist and that was his office.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's like an East Coast thing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it happens here, too, sometimes. I mean, I guess there's no law that says it has to be in a... I guess it would be zoning in a neighborhood. A neighborhood might be like, no, you can't do that here. That's ridiculous. Don't be silly.
Dua Lipa covers local songs at all of her concerts.
Oh, that's so
maybe
smart.
She'll cover Boobs or Your Mom at the show at the Chase Center.
There you go.
It makes perfect sense.
I did pen some sweet hits, didn't I?
Maybe she'll go deep and get D.O.D.O. out.
Oh, God, that one is.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That's a goodie.
All right, you ready to play a game?
Sure.
All right, you guys, what do you want to play? How old is that guy, or when did that happen? It's up to you. Talk it out, Ty. Let's hear your reasoning.
Let him pick.
When did that happen?
All right, when did that happen? It is. Maddie, you get to go first. Lucky you. When did John Lennon marry Yoko Ono? What year did that happen? When did that happen?
1972.
Okay, what do you think, Ben?
Are we sure he did? I mean, he was
kind of
a hippie guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't really
married her in Gibraltar, apparently.
Oh.
Gibraltar.
I'm going to say 73.
It was 69. That's a point for Maddie.
Yes. Yes. Look over here. Look over here. Peace.
Oh, Jesus, you guys. That's so 9-year-olds.
For the record, I didn't look.
He did not.
He is that guy. Okay, Vinny, you're first on this one. Gloria Estefan suffers a broken back when her tour bus was hit by a skidding truck on an icy Pennsylvania highway. Within a year, she was back on stage. She was fine. What year did that happen?
She was the singer of Miami Sound Machine,
right?
That is
correct, yep.
81, Bob.
81, all right.
Oh, it was later than that. 82, Bob.
It was 1990. Congratulations, Maddie. You are, you're ahead by two.
What is this?
Two to nothing. It's just a game.
Look at
Oh, the facial.
All right, Maddie. Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son, Connor, falls to his death from a 53rd floor window in his mom's apartment in New York City. Tears in heaven in memory of his son. What, let's see. What year did that happen?
All right, I was doing rock and roll radio then. I'm going to say 1993.
Are we asking about the song or when the incident happened?
When the incident happened.
Oh, God. 92.
91. Vinny, you're on the board. Vinny, you're on the board. Basic Instinct was released, starring Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone. What year did that happen? Oh, my God.
Is that to me?
Yeah.
It is to you, Vin.
I'm going to say that is 1990, Bob.
I'll go 1989, Bob.
1992. That's a point for Vinny. We're tied. 2-2. Wow. Came back, then. Maddie.
This always happens. I get a little lead, and then...
And then you're doing face.
Get full of myself.
You got to hold face to the end, because then you...
He doesn't.
Like, I know.
This one,
I'm
well aware.
I was up by 11. Okay. I mean, of course, I was going to win.
Lyle and Eric Menendez are convicted of first-degree murder for killing their parents. What year did that happen, Maddie?
1991.
92.
96, Vinny. Yep. Vinny just took the lead.
I'm not looking at him.
And finally...
Why does it feel like a Friday? This is just spectacular. What a day.
It just feels good. Well,
what
it's like,
a week.
It's like Maddie said, Thursday, best day of the week.
Yeah. It's the best day of the week.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Feels incredible.
All right, Vinny. Legoland opens in Carlsbad, California. When did that happen?
This is funny because I lived there when I left to go work with you. Mm-hmm. And it hadn't been built yet.
Well, you've got a frame of reference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in fact, it was one of those things that was going to vote. And I thought, no one's going to vote this in. Are you kidding? All the traffic that's going to come from this? Next
and
thing you
tourism.
Know, all the kids, they love their Legoland. I'm going to say that was 2002.
2002. What do you think, Maddie?
2001.
1999. We are tied. Here we go with the tiebreaker. How old is... let's see
How
here.
Did it open that fast?
I don't know. It turned 99.
Everything's
yeah,
built
right
with
around.
Legos?
Yes. Yep.
It's called Legoland.
It's called Legoland. Everything's built with it. And then they just epoxied over the side just to sort of cement them together. All right. How old is the guy who played Barney Miller, Hal Linden? How old, Maddie?
Is he now?
He's alive. How old is the guy who played Barney Miller?
Now. Today.
How old is he now?
Okay.
His name's Hal Linden. Remember
yeah.
that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say he's 90.
He is, yeah, he's 91.
He's 94 years old, and Vinny by a score of 4-3. You are undefeated today.
El Campeón.
Oh, my God.
Here's one for you.
Thank you. I appreciate
you.
It. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
That's great.
Good job.
All right. Yeah. Goodbye, you guys. Keep it on Alice all day. We have just a treasure trove of things that we're giving away and contests that we have going on. So make sure you're here. It's Jane. She'll get you through the afternoon. And next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.